Hey there, this is Amy, and I just wanted to share with you all. I know many of us have experienced this over our lifetime of being approached by sales, network marketing, anything. You know, we've all probably experienced, you know, when you're walking along a storefront and there's the people trying to sell the moisturizers and they try to get you in with a sample. We know, okay, that might be more for the women, although I know some good men like their moisturizer too. But anyway, we all know that it's there as the world is becoming more conscious and we're also waking up and longing for a better way, longing for a heart-centered way. And what is that? You know, we can't go back to the old strategies anymore, this 3D mindset of motivation and stirring up the emotion, getting people to buy. It's an emotional sale. And I think this is one sign that we're really being able to realize that we have been growing and maturing as a whole, as the collective in the earth, is that we're not swayed so much by an emotional sale that's going to feed our ego anymore. It's what we want is heart connection. We want heart-centeredness. We want people to be offering a product that is benefiting us without strings attached. It's a relational sale, really. And because how many of us all, if we really need something or we need answers, don't we go to our friends we trust our friends to connect us with somebody? It's relational. And we know we've heard the terms relational sales, but I think more than ever, I think humanity is just longing for this. And so I want to encourage people that are in sales and they're trying to figure out and they're like, why isn't this working? You know, I've gone to all these seminars to learn all these techniques and I just don't know what to do anymore. And you know, there's new messages and podcasts coming out, I'm sure, about how to do soul sales maybe, or, you know, having your company from the soul, you know, and then of course our heart-centered way as well. But what does that look like? So I want to give an example. John and I, we just met this new friend at the gym and amazing guy, you know, totally awakened soul. But he also, you know, he's self-employed. He has some really great products that he sells. One of them is Purium. It's a really good supplement, herbal, health-sustaining food powder for protein shakes. And of course, the founder of that is David Sandoval. And amazing story. You can hear his stories on YouTube and stuff. So anyway, so our new friend we met at the gym invited us over to try a shake. And of course, you know, we're thinking, oh, how cool, you know, we get to go meet a new friend. And of course, your instincts start popping up, though, of, okay, is he gonna sell us a product? Are we coming over? Are we being lured over? You can't help but think this, right? Just past experiences. Are we being lured over? Is he gonna try to pitch his product to us? Are there strings attached? But honestly, we did not feel this about him when we met him. And so this is what's so cool. And I'm sharing this as a contrast of how to be available, you know, with your products without pushing something or promoting something, and how relationship is the key, right? That should be the top foundation. And so he has a great product. This is what he does for a living, right? He has several things. He does the superfood shakes. He also helps with cell regeneration. Like there's these patches. There's also, of course, there's the soul doctor kind of foot stuff for the socks, the technology that's in the socks. There's a lot of great products out there. So it's like nothing against the products, right? It's all in the approach and the heart-centered way of how you deliver things, isn't it? So anyway, we end up having an amazing time over there at his house, and he was so generous in the shakes he made for us, and we were trying all these great things, and several of the health items we knew, other ones were so fun to experience that we hadn't seen before, and it just he was so generous, and we just had the best time talking. He didn't try to push his product. He was excited about the ingredients and different things, but he didn't push it. And this was what was so awesome. And it can go back to same in relationships, right? If you're trying to, you know, like, oh, I've got to have this woman. I need to have this man, you know? And so you keep trying to sell yourself, or you're trying to push something because of what you need. It just, you know, it's like, wow, something's just off here. I need to run, right? Because there's resistance there. But when you just have this open hand policy and who you are is available and what you do is available and the door is open to come and go, right? It's like you feel safe. It's really a wholesome way to build rapport, right? And not have an agenda, not try to throw your little hints here and there, but it's obvious. And, what you're there and available to have, it's your service to humanity. And so what I felt it did in me anyway, and I know other people can experience this too, is like, okay, wow, there was no resistance there. So I know if I want to try this product or I need this product, I know who to contact. And because what was important to me is building trust with the human being, right? Not the product, because that's what you need. And he was really good. He's like, I just want to hear you guys' stories, you know, and this isn't about me. You know, I want to know about you guys. And he didn't try to use that to spin it around, you know, in an approach of pitching the product, right? This is maturity. this is maturity and heart-centeredness right there. And we all have, our love specialties or our services to humanity. And this is why it's so important that we don't have agendas attached or we have needs. Like, this is my way that I make my money. So I've got to make this sale today or else. And so I'm going to try every way to maneuver this, manipulate, you know, try to over compliment them to get them to buy in. And it's just that old school way doesn't work anymore. And that's why I'm sharing this is what we experienced yesterday when we went and visited our friend. Our new friend was such a great contrast and difference. And, you know, and he's very clued in to people's energy and their heart and being able to gauge, you know, where somebody's interested in something or not and to not force it for your own benefit. So anyway, it was just very refreshing and it intrigues you. Here's the thing, right? And this is the age-old answer. Or just demonstration of, right, when people say, well, when I stopped and gave up looking for a mate or I stopped wanting this thing, it showed up at my doorstep because there's no more resistance anymore. And it intrigues people, right? And so that's what it felt too. It's like, okay, no pressure. I'm actually intrigued about this product because he's not pushing it, you know? And so I know if I want to try it, I know who to contact now because trust is being built with this individual. And there's nothing worse than somebody pushing a product that you haven't built that trust with them. And automatically that's saying, I don't think I can trust them. Why are they pushing this product so hard? And it sounds like it's more about them than it is about me kind of thing. And John and I have always shared, you know, if a product is good, it sells itself. Can I get an amen from y'all, right? We all know that. It sells itself. It's kind of like why Apple, you know, they hardly ever have sales or anything because they know their product's good and people are going to buy it. And same with so many other things. They don't have to do all these gimmicks and sales and price drops and all these things trying to lure people in because if your product is good and it's quality, you know, people are going to get it and they'll pay the price for it because they know it's worth it. So anyway, you know, I just think this is where we have to be so conscious and flexible to not try to apply old tactics, old way of doing things and the whole manipulation game and motivation game and just everything in our own strength, efforting, trying to get a sale or efforting, trying to be seen with our product. It's not working. And I know you guys know that. I know you've experienced it from either side, right? Whether you're trying to sell something or whether you're the customer and receiver on the other end. So it's really, you know, as we're ascending as a whole in the earth, this whole thing really is becoming about an energy game because the veils are being pulled away You know, everything's being exposed. And so things, you can't get away with things anymore that you could have gotten away with in a prior generation, or you were unconscious to in a prior generation. You know, when everything's awake and becoming more into the light, your strategy's got to shift. You've got to let go of strategies, right? It comes down to being honest and heart-centered. Doing what you love. Is the product that you're selling something that you love and you're passionate about? If not, people are going to smell it, taste it. Same with it at a restaurant. If you're a cook or a chef and you don't love what you do, we can all taste it in the food, right? It's just becoming so apparent now with energy and everything and awareness. So, so really take time to think about what you're doing and what you're trying to sell, what kind of business you're trying to get going, and the approach. I just want to encourage you to lift up on the resistance and make heart-centeredness and relationship the important thing, and everything else will follow suit. You know, people, it's no different, right? We've all had siblings or family members, and maybe you're the one that upholds the truth in the family, or you've, you know, you have information that could really help them, right? But you know, no matter what you do, they don't want to hear it. But who do they call in the midst of a crisis? They end up calling you, right? So when the person is ready, they'll call. When the person is ready, they'll buy. When the person is ready, they know who to look for. So what does that come down to for our responsibility then? Is to be doing what is absolutely at our core, our heart-centered purpose, function, what we love, because that is sending out such intoxicating, radiant vibration that actually becomes your advertisement, because people are like, I want what you have. I don't care what the product is. If it's making you be, you know, be so happy and joyful and alive, well, yeah, I want a piece of that. How much? Right? That's the key. That's the key right there. And people can tell when you're trying to manufacture it, right? Again, it comes back to the truth and the energy that's emanating from your core. Is this your passion? Is this a product you believe in? Is this, you know, or are you trying to do it out of survival? You know, we heard a story a while back, was amazing. So this person was an artist, and they kept trying to wonder why, you know, their artwork was phenomenal, to the detail, so amazing, but they couldn't figure out why their art wasn't selling, and they'd go to the best art shows there were and all this kind of stuff. Well, it was because of the belief system and energy coming out of the guy, because he would say, oh, yeah, I did this, but you're probably not going to want it, or you'll probably see this fall, or oh, you're probably not going to, oh, nobody's going to probably buy these, you know, just. So he's sending out that subliminal message, and it's hitting people and pushing them away, right? So you've got a pendulum on that, right? You're either trying to push too hard, or you're so reclused inward and self-doubting that energy is repelling people. Whereas if you're so at rest and you let go of the outcome, you let go of the need, you let go of the want, you let go of the desires. Because just as we've been learning recently, that the cause of all suffering is due to our desires of something we don't have yet or something we need. And so now we're suffering because of the distance and separation between the thing we want and need. And so, but when we surrender those desires and we just enjoy being in the moment, enjoy what we're doing, and just delighting is so key. People will come and want that light. They will want to come and delight in that product or who you are, what your service is. So it's an inside job, isn't it? So you are the vault inside. The money is within you. You're the banker. And so the key is to really just keep investing in your heart and in the things you love, in the things you know you have purpose for and that are of service to humanity, and people will want to invest in that. So, yeah, just bring it back to the heart-centered way, you know, and you'll be amazed. Let God show you just how much His way and His principles and His current can do things for you to where it's effortless, that the synchronicities are happening, the attraction is happening for you because you're choosing to remain in that happy state and make relationship priority without agenda. So When people are ready, they'll come, right? Don't ever pick an unripe fruit, right? You got to allow, just allow for fruit to ripen. And you'll know the ones that are ripe. And they, what? How effortless is it? They plop right into your hand because they are ready and they're coming to pick the fruit that you have. So key. So just keep working on developing your tree and being the best you can be and what you have to bring to humanity. So, all right. Love you guys. Take care.